students are placed, refunds are sent, and Northern College considers the international student issue that saw the school rescind hundreds of acceptance letters closed. As classes fill up for the fall semester on its campuses across the province, Northern College has found places on its Timmins, Kirkland Lake, and Haileybury campuses for 12 students whose acceptance letters were rescinded in early August. Hundreds more of those affected are heading to a Toronto-based school. All students who expressed interest in transferring their studies to Centennial and met the acceptance criteria are attending Centennial College, said Kyle Jennings, Northern College Communications and Government Relations Officer, in an email to Timmins Today. This year, Northern College revoked the acceptance letters of 503 international students, many hailing from India, after the number of student visas issued by the Federal Ministry of Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship far exceeded the PURS College of Technology's capacity to run programs. Related. Lifelong dream at risk after college revokes acceptance letters. PURS College of Technology is a Toronto-based designated learning institution, DLI. A DLI is a school approved by a provincial or territorial government to host international students. Northern College has been taking steps with PURS College to ensure a situation like this does not happen again. Jennings said there have been some road bumps in the effort to support students through the situation. There are a handful of outstanding students that we have been unable to contact in India, he said. The college is also thanking its partners for helping sort out the issue. We are grateful for our partnership with Centennial College and BorderPass for making quick work of rectifying this issue, placing students first, and providing solutions in a timely manner, he said. As for the payments made by students and their families, Jennings said those issues have also been dealt with. Those who wished to either cancel or defer their enrollment have been processed, and refunds have been issued to those who requested them, he said.